This is 89.1 WEMU, and if the theme below me wasn't indication enough, well, let me formally introduce Russ Collins. He's the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, and he joined us every Thursday to talk all things movies. This is Cinema Chat, and welcome back, sir.
Well, it's an honor to be on the air with you, David, and it's some big stuff happening in the film world, but we're very excited about some stuff we have opening at the State and Michigan Theater. We have Black Widow, which is actually opening widely everywhere you might want to go to a movie, but we have it at the State, and we're very, very happy about that. Summer of Soul continues at the State, and talk about a movie perfectly aligned with WEMU listeners.
Yeah, this is the Questlove movie, right?
The Questlove edited version of film footage from a 1969 Harlem Music Festival, and it's just outstanding. People are loving it, and every time we show it, more people come, which means word of mouth is extremely strong. I Carry You With Me, which was a big hit at Sundance in 2020, and it's directed by Heidi Ewing, who's a Farmington Hills native. She did Detropia, and it's a very compelling film. She started off making it as a documentary, but it ended up being a narrative film. And then our Wes Anderson series continues with Royal Tannenbaum. We have our Spike Lee series continuing with The Five Bloods. We have West Side Story as our classic film, and the Studio Ghibli series continues with Kiki's Delivery Service. So there's a lot going on downtown at the movies, and downtown is coming back to life, which is very exciting. But I'm very excited about the fact that this Cannes Film Festival is currently going on.
And you mentioned Spike Lee. He's heading up the jury this year, right?
That's right. He's the head of the jury. Maggie Gyllenhaal is also on that, and Matthew Diopa, who's a wonderful international filmmaker. The jury has to go to 10 days of films, three films a day, 30 films is what the jury has to see at Cannes, which is pretty typical. Terry Frémaux, who's been the longtime director of the Cannes Film Festival, and actually has been to Ann Arbor and to the Michigan Theater, so we're very happy about that. But he opened the dinner that opens for the filmmakers with three words: "We are here."
And that's different than last year.
Pretty typical, but it created sustained applause this year because everyone was so excited that the festival was back. It was canceled last year, as most festivals were, especially in-person festivals. COVID is still affecting the festivals. Folks from China and South America aren't able to come, and lots of other places as well, but those continents are large population areas are not attending. This is the 74th Cannes Film Festival, and so it's all very exciting. The festival opened up with the story of film, The New Generation, which is a documentary by film essayist Mark Cousins, who's actually, again, been to Michigan to present his very interesting film history films that he puts together. The big film that opened up, that was kind of the preamble, but the film that opened up is Leo Kraxis' film that stars Adam Driver and Mario Cotillard, called Annette. It's a very bizarre musical. Leo Carac is a avant-garde filmmaker, and it's
kind of a rock opera, filmmaker. Right?
Yeah, it's kind of a rock opera that has a lot of very odd things about it, but it's great, great festival fare. And people are reporting that it felt pretty normal in terms of the red carpet. Spike Lee wore a blinding pink Louis Vuitton suit for that opening screening. Jodie Foster got a special award at Cannes this year, and the award was presented by Pedro Almodovar, the great Spanish director, and Bong Joon-ho, whose film Parasite really broke out of the 2019 festival and became an international hit, and was a hit here in Ann Arbor as well. The filmmakers and passionate journalists and film goers like to sit around at all film festivals, but Cannes in particular, and talk about the nature of film, the art of film, and its relationship to commerce. So there's a lot of conversations going on that way as there typically is, but it's a little more poignant this year coming off of the adjustments and dislocation because of COVID-19.
Yeah, everything went streaming.
And unlike United States festivals, Cannes, as financed by the government, which is typical of European festivals, and they've always kind of existed as an imperative to keep cinema alive, European film festivals, and that concept is more relevant this year than most, and an essential conversation that's taking place over there on the beaches of the tropical parts of France. So very exciting stuff.
This is 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Cinema Chat with Russ Collins. I'm David Fair, and, well, it's going to be a big weekend of movies, to be certain.
That's right. Well, I got to see I Carry You With Me at the Sundance Film Festival in January of 2020 and enjoyed it very, very much. Again, it's directed by a Farmington Hills native, Heidi Ewing, who put together the documentary Jesus Camp in Detropia. And this film was supposed to be a documentary about two Mexican gentlemen who got to know each other and then came across as illegal aliens. And this was about 30 years ago that they crossed the border and became one of them became an acclaimed chef in New York City. And it's about their relationship. They're gay men, and they had a lot of resistance where they were from in Mexico. And it's a love story. It's an immigration story. And again, it started off as a documentary. But sometimes narrative or fiction films can get to the truth better than a documentary, which sounds kind of counterintuitive. But the way that you can wrap up human emotions and condense storytelling to make it very, very compelling and true to the heart, I think is what Heidi Ewing found.
I would be fascinated to know at what point in the process of creating a documentary she said, nope, got to be told through narrative.
Well, she was she was capturing the story of these two gentlemen and the towns that they were from and all of that. And I think it had to do with the way the story loop could be created in a narrative format. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times fiction films are better at getting, it's a lie that can more effectively get to the truth of human nature and human truth universal truths, I suppose, in a certain way. So anyway, it's a very good film, but it's also an interesting thing. It's gotten very good reviews wherever it's played, and it opens tomorrow at the Michigan Theater. So we look forward to welcoming everybody.
And you know what Michael Jewett is looking forward to?
What is he looking forward to? I bet you it's Black Widow, because
exactly
he is
right.
Not only a movie fan, but he is a true Marvel Universe, Marvel Comic Universe guy. So, yes, and it's very good. Scarlett Johansson stars as the Black Widow, and she's been cast in this role since 2010 for Iron Man 2, and has been in several of the Marvel Cinematic Universe films, but this is one of those breakout films that follows a particular star. And the film has gotten very, very strong positive reviews, especially for the performances. And, you know, Scarlett Johansson is a very compelling mm-hmm. performer, but the rest of the cast has gotten very, very strong reviews, particularly Florence Pugh. But David Harbour and William Hurt and Ray Winstone and Rachel Weisz, David Harbour and Rachel Weisz play Scarlett Johansson's parents. And it's a family drama, it's a spy thriller, and it's a superhero movie all rolled into one. It's directed by Kate Shortland, a female director. That's an Australian film writer and director. She's best known for the film Somersault Lore and Berlin Syndrome. But the reviews are over 80% positive. New York Times came out with a review that was kind of in between, really liked the performances, and thought that it was a very credible job. But, you know, New York Times can be a little snarky sometimes, and this was
to say the least
a review. I'm excited to see this. Michael Jewett, I know, is excited to see it as well.
Right.
And some of the critical comments are that it's deeper in terms of themes than most superhero movies, and it's solidly entertaining. Lots of great fight scenes if you're into that. If you haven't seen Summer of Soul, go to it. It is also picking up audiences as we go along. And there's just a lot of great stuff out there right now. So go check it out. Go to the movies. Go downtown. Get yourself an ice cream cone and a dinner at one of the great restaurants.
And are you looking forward to the art fair next week?
Yes, that's going to be exciting. We're going to be honoring the mayor that helped save the Michigan Theater the day before the art fair opens. But we're going to be a home for the artists. To get cooled off and get some refreshments in the State Street area. Ann Arbor's always exciting during the art fair time. So we'll see everybody downtown at the movies this weekend and at the art fair next week.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat here on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.